With Montana News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. The Missoulian reports University of Montana President Seth Bodner was sworn into the Montana Army National Guard on Tuesday. Major Seth Bodner, a former U.S. Army Green Beret and West Point valedictorian, has been a member of the U.S. Army Reserve since leaving active duty in the U.S. Army. Master Sergeant Michael Touchette says Bodner likely will be assigned to the Joint Force Headquarters, which is not a, quote, highly deployable asset, unquote. If Bodner gets called to work on a natural disaster in Montana, Touchette says he'd probably work in an administrative capacity out of Missoula, managing resources or planning missions or supporting logistics. Native Americans who have been incarcerated in Montana need more help finding housing and re-entering their communities. That's the premise of a bill introduced in the Montana Senate today. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Billings State Senator Jen Gross is bringing the bill on behalf of the Legislative State Tribal Relations Committee. It recently studied options for improving outcomes for American Indians who enter and leave incarceration.
American Indians are overrepresented in our prisons and just in the justice system overall.
Although American Indians make up about 7% of the state's total population, they represent 33% of the women in prison and 20% of the men. The bill would require state grant funds that help people find stable housing after incarceration to be spent in a way that benefits American Indians equal to the percentage of tribal members in incarceration. In 2017, state lawmakers created the housing grants. The program's $400,000 funding expires in June of this year. A separate request is being made to continue the funding. Jordan Thompson, an attorney with the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes, testified in support of the bill. He also spoke on behalf of the Blackfeet Nation.
With improved housing, folks are able to accomplish things like probation, staying sober, and complying with just other requirements that they need, and also just being healthy members of the community.
No one stood in opposition to the bill during its Friday hearing. Another bill awaiting introduction will request the creation of a reentry cultural programming grant. If established, it would supply $150,000 in funding to support traditional recovery support, recidivism prevention, and community resources for American Indian offenders. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The Montana Office of Public Defender is asking lawmakers to allow it to collect fees from people who are in jail or prison. A bill to do that was introduced today and drew a rebuke by one of the office's own attorneys. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The change proposed by OPD would reverse 2015 legislation that suspends payments by people for their public defender until after they are released from prison or jail. OPD Director Rhonda Schaefer told lawmakers today that can be a problem because her office does not have information that triggers the collection of payment when a person leaves incarceration.
It's really difficult for us to be able to collect those fees.
To make it easier, Schaefer says law should allow the state to start collecting these payments while the person is incarcerated. It would give the Montana Department of Revenue power to collect the fees in cooperation with OPD to pay for their use of a public defender. The Department of Revenue is an agency that collects Montana's state income tax. The agency could garnish people's tax refunds to pay legal fees. Danny Tenenbaum, an appellate attorney with OPD, says he is disappointed to see the office support the bill that, quote, impoverishes not just the people it's supposed to fight for, but their spouses and children too.
If you had suspicions that the criminal justice system today is just a gigantic money-making scheme, this bill pretty much proves it.
The ACLU of Montana also spoke against the bill, primarily questioning how someone could pay their fines while not having a well-paying job in prison or jail. The ACLU said a better fix would be for OPD to be notified when someone is released from prison instead of trying to collect from them while they're still locked up. The bill's sponsor, Representative Kenneth Homeland of Miles City, says the bill is not meant to be punitive.
It is a situation of trying to correct something that when it happens occasionally where there is some money, such as when they've got a tax return or something of that nature, that the funds can be deposited.
OPD Director Rhonda Schaefer said during the bill's hearing that the office would be open to an amendment clarifying the legislation's intent. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Most Yellowstone National Park entrance stations will start being staffed again by Sunday. A press release from the park today says it's going to start providing additional services that have been suspended since the partial government shutdown started 3 weeks ago. That includes collecting trash, cleaning bathrooms, and removing snow at canyon overlooks to provide better access and improve safety. The release says all entrance stations except at the northeast entrance near Cook City will be staffed, but entrance fees will not be collected. The park says staff will be there to provide safety information to visitors. In addition to the entrance stations, the Madison Warming Hut will also be staffed. Visitor centers inside Yellowstone National Park, however, will remain closed. Access to the park has been maintained during the shutdown by companies that offer tours and lodging inside Yellowstone. They've paid to plow the paved roads from Gardner to Mammoth and Cook City and to groom more than 300 miles of over-snow routes for snowmobiles and snow coaches to destinations including Old Faithful. The public, meanwhile, is unable to view final updates to a Northwestern Montana Forest Management Plan due to the federal government shutdown. The Missoulian Report's Flathead National Forest Supervisor Chip Weber published the final record of decision of the Forest Land Management Plan and an amendment to grizzly bear recovery management policies in the Federal Register on December 27th. Thanks for listening. I'm Edward O'Brien.
With your legislative news update, I'm Tim Pierce. Hundreds of Montanans from across the state crowded into the Capitol Building Rotunda on Friday to protest selling public land. The management of public lands was a hot topic during the last two legislative sessions, with lawmakers debating several proposals for and against transferring management of federal lands to the state. Opponents of land transfer, like Democratic Governor Steve Bullock, say the state wouldn't be able to afford maintenance of public lands and would be forced to sell land to private owners.
Anyone who wants a wholesale transfer federal lands to the state, it ain't gonna happen.
Republican Representative Eric Moore from Miles City says the GOP's platform isn't about reducing access, but bringing land management back to Montana.
We're the ones that live here. Let's transfer more authority to state government, local government.
So far, there have been no bills in the 2019 legislative session introduced either for or against the transfer of public lands.
This legislative update is brought to you by the University of Montana School of Journalism, the Montana Broadcasters Association, and the Greater Montana Foundation.